You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie, e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. We've got Bianca Bailey, aka Witty Donna, on the line. Kia ora, Bianca. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks for chatting with us. Super excited that you've got a new song and a video coming out tomorrow and that we get to have a little early spin of it today. The Gold. Tell us what you've been working on, Bianca, because it's been a couple of years now since we've had some Witty Donna music new Witty Donna music to get stuck into.
Yeah, it has been a minute. I guess I've just been trying to... I've been saying for a really long time now that I wanted to make a rock music project, and that's exactly what this is, I guess, kicking off the first single of the rock music era of Witty Donna. So I think it's a little bit gloomy, but it's also really, you know, loud riffs, intense sounds. I had a lot of fun making it, as always, with James Goldsmith, and the rest of my band at Surgery.
That's so cool.
That's a little bit about it. Yeah.
Nice. I love the sound of it. It is definitely like a heavier direction from previous Witty Donna tracks, but your same kind of like songwriting and construction sensibilities are so present in it. It feels totally like a Witty Donna song, but, you know, a real line in the sand for this new direction. What was the reason for wanting to make something that was more of a rock album for you?
Well, the first project felt like I was sort of finding my feet in a band setting and in a band space and sort of figuring out how I wanted the arrangement to be and playing around with what new sounds. And I think this project to me feels a little bit more like self-assured in terms of we went away and I figured out all of the things that I really liked from the first sort of project that I worked on in a band setting. And I was like, okay, well, this is the music that I'm really inspired by and I'm really connected to at the moment, and this is sort of the direction that I want to take it in, and feeling like I had the right tools to take it to that place, I guess.
Yeah, totally. That must be a really nice thing as well, to be able to reflect on your own, I guess, like journey as a music maker and see when you start a new project where you've kind of come from with your last one and some of the like ideas that have changed or developed over that time. Your band and your kind of like friends that you're, I guess, showing your music to, what kind of conversations are you having with them when you're in the kind of constructing phase of making an album or making a track?
Yeah, I think... we're always talking about, I love being like, oh, we're doing a rock music album, and it's always like really lighthearted and silly, which is a little bit funny, but I think I really like to be able to show these people like sort of where I want to go and sort of take them in a general direction, and then we have really nice chats about, okay, well, if you want to do this, have you tried doing this to make it sound more like this, or letting them sort of feed into the project as well and let me know what their thoughts are in terms of like working towards this like collective idea of, okay, this is where we want to go, and then we're sort of working a little bit more together to achieve that.
In terms of like, I guess, themes and ideas that you've been thinking about, what sort of world have you been mining for like lyrical content and sort of, I guess, the ideas that you've been playing around with on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think this one is, I think this is a really interesting track because it's definitely about the idea of, I can get really focused and have this sort of like tunnel vision mindset on like where I want to be or what I want to achieve. And I think sometimes when you're so focused on trying to achieve those things, you sort of realize that you've lost yourself or lost the bigger picture along the way. And I think like it's about like resetting your focus, and so a lot of those feelings of like where do I want to be and how what kind of person do I have to be in order to get there, because I think I struggle a lot with like feeling like I have to constantly be working on something and constantly be trying to achieve this and that. And I think a lot of the time when you're so focused on those things, you sort of maybe take life, like you don't necessarily like experience life in the way that you want to.
That's so interesting. And I think that so many people will be able to feel that, you know, in some way in their own lives or experiences. To be able to kind of put it in a song is a really, you know, special thing as well. And the video, which is coming out tomorrow, is really epic, I think is the right word for it. It's huge. Yeah. It's bombastic. There's like a beach. There's flames. It's really, you're really setting a scene for this new era. Yeah. What was the vision for this video, Bianca?
Literally just flames. Like I really wanted to get one of like Elon Musk's, like, it's so cringe, but I actually did want to get a flamethrower, and that was the, like, I just wanted the music video to be like me on a beach, like rocking a flamethrower, but we couldn't actually, it was really hard to find one of those. But we did get a fire cannon. So that, and like that is the concept. I think sometimes it's just really fun to be able to create something like a little bit ridiculous, but I'd like just the smallest little ideas can just turn out to be something so like cool and fantastic. And I think it was really just all the song needed was just me and a flame cannon on the beach, really.
That's so excellent. I feel like it's the one good thing Elon Musk's done is like flamethrowers, maybe.
Maybe.
He really does love to play the like actual global supervillain, doesn't he? But good vibe and really strong. I think what a better way to start like a new sound era for yourself than to literally come in with the most Bond theme sort of extra video to set it off. I think it's so awesome. Who made the video with you? Who's the director on this?
Creatively that's me in my mind, and then I was able to work with Seth Fraser on lighting, and he did all of the pyro flat flame cannon stuff. And it was my first time working with Sophia Nugent, who did all of the videography and editing and colour grade on that. And then we also had Maeve O'Connell there with us, who I always work on all of my creative sort of projects and visual endeavours. So small team, but really awesome group of people, and it was so much fun.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait for people to see it tomorrow and to get the song in their lives, but we get to have this early spin of it this morning, The Gold by Witty Donna. Thank you so much, Bianca, for speaking with us. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you really soon.
You too. Cheers.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
Are they taking your chances again?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.